This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. The Bible has much to say about money. In 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9, Paul teaches on stewardship. Let's do a 4S, or four-step study of these chapters. First, spread the information in these chapters out before you. Paul begins his teaching with two illustrations. The first was the example of the churches of Macedonia, who gave beyond what they could, thus having less than they needed to care for their own needs. Paul didn't want them to do this, but they insisted. Paul knew God would meet their needs, and when writing the Philippian church in Macedonia, he promised them, in Philippians 4:19, "My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." It has been said, you can't outgive God. I believe that's true, unless you try giving more in order to get more. God doesn't bargain with us in this way. Genuine, heartfelt giving, that is, interested in helping others, will always be affirmed by God. And if that giving leaves you with less than you need, God will meet that need. Paul challenges the Corinthians to let this example of the Macedonian church spur them on to fulfilling their promised contribution. He didn't command them to do this, but rather encouraged them in 8:8. Then in verse 9, he gives them further encouragement. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich." Then Paul clarifies that giving is a grace, a free will grace, a privilege. We will continue this study in our next visit, and you can review these scripts in my website, gettingthemessage.org.